心，带领我们这段时间的敬拜，奉主耶稣的名。请再给我打开马可福音第十章。马可福音第十章。
Let us turn to the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10.
马可福音第十章，我们从第十七节开始看完到第二十二节。
Verse 17 to 22.
马可福音第十章从第十七节开始。
Mark 10, verse 17 to 22.
耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的：不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。”他对耶稣说：“夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。”耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。”他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments: do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these I have observed from my youth." And Jesus, looking upon him, loved him, and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." And that saying, his countenance fell, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
在这里，我觉得我们看见一个极可怕的悲剧。
In this place, we have seen a terrible tragedy.
这个人来到了主的面前了。
This man came before Jesus.
面对面的看见了主了。
Confronting with our Lord.
亲耳听见了主的声音。
He heard the voice of our Lord Jesus.
而且这里说主耶稣看着他就爱他。
Also in this place, Jesus, seeing him, loved him.
好像他在主面前蒙福的条件都已经齐备了。
As if he has possessed all the conditions to inherit the possession of God.
但是结果他却忧忧愁愁地走了。
However, eventually he went away sorrowful.
如果他没有来到主的面前，
If he did not come to our Lord Jesus,
他没有亲自看见主的面，
If he did not see the face of our Lord,
他没有亲耳听见主的声音，
If he had not heard of the voice of Jesus,
他不知道在主的面前蒙福是什么意思，
He did not know the meaning of receiving blessing from Jesus.
那么这么样一个人如果要是不蒙福，或者我们还能够明白，
If a man does not inherit this blessing from our Lord, we can understand.
但是他已经来到了主的面前。
But he has now come to him.
他已经面对面地看见了主。
Seeing Jesus face to face.
主已经预备好了要把丰富的福气赐给他。
And our Lord has already prepared a great deal of blessing for him.
但是结果他却忧忧愁愁地走了。
But the result was he went away sorrowful.
多么可怜的一件事情。
This is a tragic consequence.
我们今天要看一看这个青年人的经验呢。
Let us try to give a closer look at the experience of this man.
这里告诉我们说他主耶稣一看见他就爱他。
In this place, when Jesus saw him, he loved him.
为什么主耶稣爱他呢？
Why is it that Jesus loved him?
既然主爱了他，为什么他又得不着主所要给他的福气呢？
Why is it that when Jesus loved him, he did not acquire the blessing from him?
最后，他应当做什么才能够得着他应得的福气？
What should he do in order to possess this blessing?
首先，我们看看这青年人有什么好处。
Let us first of all see what are the good points about this young man.
使得主一看见他就爱他。
Which impressed Jesus to such an extent that he loved him on the first impression.
这里我觉得至少有两件事情显出这个青年人的好处来。
At this place, we can at least discover two qualities of this man.
头一件事情，我们看见这个青年人在主的面前，他有一个真正追求的心。
First of all, we can see that this man has a spiritual desirability to pursue God.
这里告诉我们说呀，他跑到主的面前来问主说。
In this place, we are told that he went to Jesus and asked him,
我当做什么事才可以承受永生？
What shall I do in order to inherit eternal life?
这个人是什么人呢？
What kind of man is he?
这里告诉我们说他产业很多。
The Bible tells us that he is a man of great possessions.
如果我们把马太、马可、把马太跟路加合起来看一看。
If we also take a look at the Gospel according to Matthew and St. Luke,
我们会看见他是一个称他为年轻的财主。
We can see that the description of this man is that of a young man with good possession.
另外一个地方告诉我们说他是犹太人的官。
In another place, we find that he is a Jewish official.
我把这些合到一起，我们就会看见了。
Combining these facts together, we can see him.
这个人年轻轻的，他已经有了很大的成就。
As a young man who has some great achievement in his youth,
他有了很多的产业。
He has a lot of possessions.
很多的钱财。
A lot of money.
他有很高的地位。
A social status.
他一定有很大的权柄。
He has some kind of authority.
他有很好的物质的享受。
He has a lot of satisfaction and comfort.
名誉、地位、享受等等，他已经都得着了。
Prestige, status, enjoyment, all these he has acquired.
可以说在那个时候来说呀，一个人或者一个青年人想得的东西，他什么都有了。
We can say that whatever a young man wishes to get, he himself has acquired already.
但是他虽然得着了这一切，
Although he has got all these things,
他的心里面仍然没有满足。
His heart was not satisfied.
他知道这些个东西不能够满足他的心。
For he knows that all these things could not please him.
所以他来到主的面前问主说，我还需要一个更好的更重要的东西。
That is why he came to Jesus and requested of him of something better.
我需要永生，我需要属灵的福气。
I would like eternal life, spiritual satisfaction.
这个人他有一个真正清楚地知道他需要的是什么。
So we can see that this young man knows what he wants to get.
那么今天我们也许没有他这么多的钱，没有他这么多的产业。
Today, many of us may not have an equal amount of possession and money as this young man had.
或者也许我们没有他那么高的地位，那么大的权柄。
Or we do not have a similar kind of authority and status.
但是有的时候，也许就是因为我们没有。
However, even if we do not have these things,
所以我们今天仍然认为啊，这些个东西是最宝贵的，这些个是我们应当追求的。
That is why our attention will be focused on these kind of possessions.
我们不是说不知道属灵的福气的好处。
It is not because we are ignorant of the blessing in the spiritual life.
但是我们仍然觉得这些个东西重要。
However, we give attention otherwise.
这个仍然是我们生活的工作的目标。
Could this be the goal, the aim of our life pursuit?
要尽力的去得着一点多的产业、多的金钱或者名望或者地位。
So we strive forward to acquire a status, a prestige, and possessions.
我们觉得如果我能够得着这些个东西，我就满足了。
We often feel that when we acquire all these things, we will be satisfied.
这个东西太重要了。
These things are very important.
很多时候为了追求这些个东西，我们别的东西什么都可以放下了。
And on many occasions, we found that we, in the process of pursuing these things, we lay aside other things.
我就要得着学问的成就、名望、事业，为了那个我什么都可以放下。
It seems that we can put aside other things in the pursuit of academic achievement, prestige, and other possessions.
我说要追求金钱，有人说也许我并不是想要多的钱呢。
Some people would like to get more money, while they may feel that they have another kind of purpose.
有的人也许说我不是想要钱。
Some people would say that I do not want too much money.
你说你要追求名望，有人说我没有追求名望。
They may say that if you want to pursue prestige, I do not like that.
有的人也许他追求的不一样。
People of different nature have different kind of interests.
但是很多时候我们生活中总有这么一个东西，我们觉得太重要了。
However, very often in our life, there are some kind of aim or goal that attracts us very
often. 为了这个东西啊，他可以把别的东西通通的放下。
For the purpose of which we put aside other kind of interests.
我有一个亲戚，两个表兄，我都是我的表兄，亲兄弟两个人。
I have some relatives, two nephews of mine.
两个很有意思。
They are an interesting couple.
家庭的生活本来很好。
They have a good family background.
但是后来因为打仗呢，经过了一点困难。
But because of the war, some trouble came to the family.
后来就显出了这两个人的性情完全不一样了。
After that, we found that the interests of these two men were different.
一个人呢，他很喜欢穿好的衣服。
One of them was very much interested in putting on good dresses.
因此，他就别的他可以通通不要，只要有好衣服就行了。
So he's only interested in putting on good clothes.
家里面住的房子很破。
The house was not well decorated.
吃的东西可能很简单。
The food may have been simple.
但是他出来的时候，你看他那个衣服呢，是永远是穿的最当时最好的衣服。
But his appearance was very good.
他的哥哥呢，刚好跟他相反。
His brother was different from him.
他哥哥喜欢吃好东西。
His brother would like to eat good food.
衣服不要紧。
Clothes was not important for him.
那个弟弟呢，穿的总是当时最讲究的西装。
His brother put on the kind of dress of the newest style.
但是那个哥哥那时候呢，就穿一个中国的布的长衫。
But his older brother put on a Chinese style 长衫。
但是他吃东西呢，那就是一定要吃的最好的。
But for food, he would give the best attention.
别的地方找不到的东西，他一定要想办法把它找来。
He would try to acquire those kind of delicious food very hard to locate.
为了好吃的东西，他什么东西都可以不要了。
For the sake of food, he gives up other things.
那我们想要的也许不是好衣服，也许不是好吃的东西。
Very often, we may also think of food and clothing.
我们也许想要的是多有一点学位。
But on other occasions, we may think of education.
在我的职业上面多有一点成就。
Some kind of achievement in our possession, in our profession.
为了那个，我可以把别的东西都放下，就单单来追求这个东西。
So for the sake of this, we want to put aside other things.
这个青年人可以做我们的一个榜样。
Similar to this example of this young man.
他什么东西都得着了。
He has acquired many things in his life.
但是他知道有一件东西比他所有的一切更加宝贵。
But he is convinced that there is one thing which is far more superior in value than others.
我当做什么才可以承受永生呢？
What shall I do in order to inherit eternal life?
他为了得着这件事情，他要付上一切来追求。
For the sake of pursuing that, he would like to lay aside other kind of interests.
知道了应当在主面前来求什么。
Knowing that what he should ask from God.
他就到主面前来求。
So he comes before Jesus and asks him.
这么样的一个心，主耶稣不能够不爱他。
This kind of concern, Jesus could not ignore.
所以这里说主耶稣看着他就爱他。
That is why we can understand why Jesus, when seeing him, loved him.
然后我觉得这个青年人另外有一个好处啊。
The other quality of this young man is.
他过了一个一致的生活。
He has been leading a consistent life.
这里他问主耶稣说，我当做什么才可以承受永生。
In this place he asked Jesus, what must I do in order to have eternal life?
那么主耶稣就把律法里边人所能够做到的事情就告诉他了。
Jesus told this young man all those requirements from the commandments.
他说不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗等等。
Do not kill, do not commit adultery and other things.
他对耶稣说，夫子，这一切我从小就都遵守了。
He also told Jesus that I have observed these things from my youth.
从小就都遵守了。
Even from my youth.
那这句话很难翻译啊。
This is a difficult verse to translate.
按字面的意思翻译得很对，从小就遵守了。
According to the surface meaning, it is a correct translation.
但是在一个犹太人的口里边，他说从小就遵守了。
But from the Jewish background, we can understand that if it is mentioned, he observes the rule from youth.
那意思并不是说他做婴孩的时候就遵守这件事情了。
It doesn't mean that he has been observing that from infant.
其实这里所讲的事情对婴孩来说没有意义。
Because this does not refer to that of a young boy.
不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗。
Do not kill, do not commit adultery, and do not steal.
他讲的意思大概不是说他从小孩子时候就遵守了。
It doesn't mean that he has been practicing all these commandments from his youth.
这个在一个犹太人的口里面呢，他说从小就遵守了，意思就是说我一向都这样遵守了。
From the mouth of a Jew, this verse means that he has been practicing these commandments consistently.
但是我知道这个是应当的。
because I know that these things I should do.
我知道这是神的命令，这是神的话。
These are the commandments from God, the word of God.
那我就不论在什么时候，不论在什么地方，都按这个来遵守。
So despite the situation and despite the time, I should pursue to obey these things.
他并不是说在某些个时候遵守这个话。
It doesn't mean that it is an occasional observance.
在另外一个时候他就不遵守了。
And to neglect this on other occasions.
并不是说，比方说在安息日他这样遵守了，不在安息日他就不遵守了。
For example, it doesn't mean that the observance is only practiced on Sabbath.
在圣殿里面遵守，不在圣殿里面就不遵守了。
Or to observe this in the synagogue, but not outside.
在祭司的面前他遵守了，不在祭司面前他就不遵守了。
Or before the presence of the priest, but not in his back.
在犹太人面前遵守，不在犹太人面前何必再遵守啊
？Or before the other Jews, but not among other people.
在礼拜堂，我应该做一个好基督徒，样样做得很像样子。
In the church, we may appear to be very good Christians. Everything looks decent.
但是不在礼拜堂的时候怎么样呢
？But when we are not in the church building,
我在牧师、在传道人的面前一定装得要像一点样子哈。
And also that before the pastors and before other Christians, we may appear good.
但是不在牧师面前，不在传道人的面前怎么办呢
？But at the back of the pastors and other missionaries, what happened?
在礼拜天，我一定样样事情，都要按着基督徒应当做的去做。
On Sunday, we try to practice according to what the Bible tells us.
但是不在礼拜天的时候，我过的生活像不像一个基督徒啊
？But on other days.Is my life consistent to my Sunday manner?
在基督徒中间呢，我说话行事都要像基督徒的样式。
Among Christians, we may talk like Christians.
但是在非基督徒中间怎么样呢
？But how about the situation when we are among non-Christian friends?
在你那些不信主的同学面前，你的生活表现怎么样呢
？What happened to your lifestyle before some of your non-Christian colleagues?
在你不信主的家人面前，你的生活的见证怎么样
？And also, how about in the family where there are some non-Christian relatives?
在你不信主的那些个同工的面前，你的生活的见证怎么样
？When you are working among some non-Christian friends and colleagues, what happened to your life?
一个姊妹跟我还讲过这件事情。
A sister in Christ once told me.
他知道我要提。
She knows that I.
我要提出件事，我要讲一件事。他从信主到现在3年多了，从来没有和他妈妈讲过一句话。
For 3 years after she has been a Christian, she has not talked to her mother.
从小的时候跟妈妈的关系就是这个样子。到现在信了主了3年了，还是一样，跟妈妈从来不讲话。
There is a lack of communication between her and her mother, even from the youth. And after the Christian life begins,
在教会里面，在弟兄姊妹面前表现得像基督徒一样。
She appeared to be a very nice Christian lady in the church and before other Christians.
但是在不信主的人面前怎么样
？But how about the situation before some non-Christian friends?
这个青年人他说。这些事情我从小就都遵守了。
Like this young man who told us that all these things I have observed from my youth.
他过了一个一致的生活。
His life was consistent.
他知道怎么做是对，怎么做是应当。
He knows what is right and what is the ought to do.
那么他就不论在什么时候，不论在什么地方，不论在什么情况之下，按着应当的去做。
No matter in what place, no matter in what situation, he knows that he should practice these commandments.
他不是说在一种情形之下，过一种生活。
This kind of observance is consistent despite the environment.
好像不是过一个两个面孔的生活。
It is not a person of dual personality.
我们有没有看过两个面孔的这种生活呀
？Have you seen a double-faced character?
在一种人的面前，他的表现得很谦卑、很温柔、很有礼貌。
Before one kind of people, this kind of person practices a kind of life that is humble, kind, and merciful.
但是换了另外的一个情形呢，他可以变得非常的残酷，非常的没有人情。
But on the other hand, this person may appear very cruel and inconsiderate.
但是这个青年人不是这样。
But this young man does not like that.
我一向都这么样做。
I have been constantly practicing.
我知道这个是应当的，我就按照这个标准去生活。
I know that this is right, and this is something that I ought to do.
这么样的一个生活，主耶稣不能够不爱他。
This kind of life pattern, Jesus should love.
那我们看这青年有这两个好处。
So these are the two important qualities in the life of this young man.
他在神的面前有一个真正追求的心。
He has a spiritual pursuit before God.
他有一个一致的见证。
He has a consistent testimony.
那么既然有这么多的好处了，为什么他没有得着主所要给他的福气呢？
Why is it that he has not yet possessed the blessing from God, even if he has these good qualities?
我觉得他至少也有两个很大的弱点。
I guess at least there are two big mistakes that he has committed.
头一件事情啊，这个青年人我觉得他的眼光太短了。
First of all, I think that he is suffering from a kind of short-sightedness.
他对事情的看法太肤浅了。
His understanding is quite superficial.
他没有一个远大的眼光。
He does not possess a long view.
没有一个属灵的眼光。
No spiritual insight.
为这个原因，他的生活没有目标。
That is why he lacks a goal in his spirit.
他没有一个清楚的方向。
No direction to follow.
他整个的生活就被当时的冲动或者当时的环境所控制。
His life is very much controlled by emotional impulse and by the environmental factors.
没有一个清楚的方向来管制他的生活。
The direction is lacking that controls his life.
他没有想清楚他应当做的是什么，或者应当走的方向是什么。
He has not yet given sufficient thought as to the way that he should tread, to the direction he should follow.
来到主的面前，他问主耶稣说。
So when he comes to our Lord Jesus, he asks him.
良善的夫子。
He said, good teacher.
下面主耶稣对他说
Later on, Jesus responded to him,
你为什么称我是良善的
Why do you call me good?
我不是良善的
I am not good.
是不是如此呢
Is that the way?
主耶稣有没有说他不是良善的呢
Did Jesus say that he is not good?
没有主耶稣没有说他不是良善的
No, Jesus did not say that he is not good.
主耶稣只是问他一个问题
Jesus, however, asked him a question.
你称我做良善的
You ask me, you mentioned that I am good.
你为什么称我做良善的
？Why do you say so?
你知道称我做良善的是什么意思吗
？You know, do you know the meaning of calling me good?
你想通了称我做良善这句话什么意思吗
？Are you clear in your mind in saying this?
除了神一位之外，再没有良善的了。
Because apart from God, no one is good.
如果你要称我做良善的
，So if you call me good,
那你就等于称我做神了。
It is equivalent to saying that I am God.
你真的把我当作神来看待吗
Do you really regard me as God himself?
你真的愿意顺服我像顺服神那么样来顺服吗
Are you really willing to submit to me as if I am God?
你真的认清楚我是神吗
Are you deeply convinced that I am God himself?
你真知道我是良善的吗
Are you fully aware that I am good?
为什么你称我做良善的
So why do you call me good?
因为别人称我做良善的
Others, very few of them, will regard me the same.
别人说了，你也说了。
Is it true that you just follow the saying of others?
别人做了，你也做了。
Others practice and you follow.
别人讲，你也讲了。
Others say something and you do the same.
但是你根本没有想通，到底你为什么这样做
？Have you ever think of this clearly before you say this?
我们来参加夏令会了。
When we come to the summer conference like this,
你为什么来参加这夏令会？
Why do you come to this conference?
因为我每年都来呢。
Is it because every year I come to this place?
因为我的朋友好几个人他们都经常来。
Or because many of my friends repeatedly come?
因为在我教会里边呢，来这个夏令会都是比较有追求的好一点的。
Or because those who come to this conference are from my church and these people have good spiritual life.
因为别人都来了，我不能不来呀。
Is it that you follow the example of others in coming to this conference?
你为什么要来做这个事情呢
？So why do you do this thing in coming to the conference?
你为什么称我做良善的
？Why do you regard me as good?
今天主耶稣问你说，你为什么做你现在做的这个事情
？Today the same address is given to you all. Why do you do this?
你有一个有没有一个清楚的方向
？Have you have a clear direction before you?
你有没有一个清楚的目标？
A clear goal before you.
到底你为什么要这样做
？Why do you practice this?
你是个学生。
You are a student.
你读什么？生物化学，或者是工程，或者是读什么功课
？You may pursue different kinds of education, like biology, engineering, or chemistry, physics.
你为什么选择这功课来读啊
？Why do you choose this kind of education?
我喜欢这个功课。
Oh, I like this kind of training.
这个功课，这种功课将来找工作容易点。
Because that will entitle me to an easy job.
这种工作或者收入好一点。
That will give me a good salary.
或者你清楚知道这个是神在你身上的计划。
Is that the reason? Or rather, you are fully aware that that is the purpose of God in your life.
你现在在找一个职业。
You may now have to pursue to get an occupation.
为什么你要找这种职业来做呢？
But why do you try to find a job like this?
我喜欢这种工作。
Oh, because I like it.
这工作前途好一点。
Because it will give me a good prospect.
我的父母喜欢一点。
My parents like it.
或者你清楚知道这个是神在你身上的计划。
Or you are fully aware that this is the guidance of God in you.
你在交男朋友或者交女朋友。
When you try to get a friend of the opposite sex.
为什么你单单选择这个人做你特别的朋友啊？
Why do you give special interest in that particular person?
因为他长得好看。
Because he looks good, or she looks good.
他的性情跟我合得来。
His or her temperament is quite harmonious with me, with mine.
他将来一定很有前途。
So that person will have a good future before him or her.
或者我就是喜欢他。
Or rather, you just say that I like it.
或者你清楚知道这个是神在你身上的带领。
Or you are convinced that that is the guidance of God in your life.
很多时候我们的生活就是好像这个青年人一样。
On many occasions, our life is similar to that of this young man.
一时的感动，我说，这个真好啊。
Due to some kind of emotional impulse, you go ahead and do something.
我们就这样做了。
So we just do it that
way. 但是在心灵里面根本没有想通你为什么这样做。
But in your mind, you have not yet wrestled through the problem, the reason at the back.
你的眼光太肤浅了。
Your eyesight is too narrow.
你生活没有一个清楚的目标。
Your life goal is obscure.
你没有一个清楚的方向。
The direction is ambiguous.
主耶稣问他说，你为什么称我做良善的呀？
So Jesus addressed himself to this young man, why do you call me good?
没得回答，他根本不知道他为什么称主耶稣为良善。
He couldn't respond to Jesus because he has not given thought to that question.
他根本没有想清楚到底他讲的话是什么意思。
He did not understand the meaning of this question.
他不知道他做这件事的真正的目标是什么。
He did not know the goal of doing this thing.
或者太多的时候，我们的生活就是这么样，好像海面上的一个浮萍，一个波浪上的一个东西一样。
On many occasions, we find that our life is.On a floating situation, like a bottle on the surface of the sea.
整个的生活就是受这些个东西所控制。
It is very much conditioned by the environment.
我没有一个清楚的方向，我不知道到底我要走的路是什么。
My goal and my purpose are totally ambiguous and obscure.
如果今天我是在主的里边有一个地位。
But if I have a place in the purpose of God.
我如果是属于主的，在主的身体上有份。
If I truly belong to our Lord and become part of His body,
那么我在他的身体里边有一个地位，他在我身上有一个计划。
So if that is the case, I have a place in God and God has a plan for me.
那我应该追求的是，我应当走那个正确的方向是什么？
So in my Christian pursuit, I should have a clear direction before me.
今天主耶稣照样问你说，
The same question is addressed by our Lord to you today.
你为什么？
Why do you?
你为什么做你今天所做的这个事情？
Why do you do what you are now doing?
你做的这件事情，你的动机是什么？
What is your motive behind?
你的目的是什么？
What is your goal?
你的方向是什么？
What is your direction?
如果我们根本没有想清楚我们所走那个方向，
If all these things are forgotten,
你如果，我不晓得今天有没有人在这儿一直参加二十届夏令会都参加过啊？
Maybe.Some of you have participated in the 20 conferences.
如果你的生活还是没有一个清楚的方向，就算你再参加20届的夏令会，也没有什么帮助了。
If you don't have a clear direction before you, even if you come back again on 20 occasions, it doesn't help.
你为什么做你现在所做的这件事情？
What you are now doing, do you know why?
这个青年人，我觉得他就是没有一个清楚的方向。
So we can see that this young man is lacking a clear direction.
没有清楚的眼光。
No good. Blessing promised by God.
然后第二方面呢，我觉得这个青年人的一个弱点呢。
What is the second witness of this young man?
他有一个追求的心。
He has some spiritual desire.
但是他却不肯为属灵的追求来付上应当付那个代价。
But he lacked the quality of paying the cost of spiritual growth.
我们可以看一看他的情形哈。
We can look at the situation in which he found himself.
他来到主的面前来问主耶稣说，我当做什么才可以承受永生呢？
He came to our Lord and asked him, what shall I do in order to possess eternal life?
主耶稣说，这些是您能做的。
Jesus listed out a lot of things for him.
他心里很高兴，这些个我从小就都遵守了。
He felt contented because all these things he apparently observed since his youth.
然后主耶稣说，你还缺少一件。
And then Jesus mentioned that you lack one thing.
去变卖你所有的，周济穷人。
Go and sell all your possessions.
然后你来跟从我。
Then come and follow me.
这里告诉我说，这个青年人听见这话脸上变了色，他转脸要走。
At this place, the Bible tells us that this young man's countenance fell and he left sorrowfully.
我们可以想象一下当时的情形啊。
We can try to picture the situation before us.
主耶稣说，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人。
Jesus told this man to go and sell all the things and give them to the poor.
青年人说，耶稣你讲什么？
This young man may say, what do you say, my Lord Jesus?
变卖你所有的
？Go and sell all that I have.
哎呀，耶稣，你知道我有多少产业吗
？Do you know Jesus that I have a great possessions?
都把它变卖
？To sell them all?
耶稣说是的，都要变卖。
Jesus said, "Yes, go and do it."
我都变卖，那么假如家里有特别的需要，或者、我年老了，或者家里有病，那么怎么办呢？
The young man may say that, well, if I go to sell all these things, what happen if I am old? And what happen if I am sick?
耶稣说去变卖你所有的。
And Jesus gave him an unconditioned command to go and sell it.
说这样了，耶稣，我跟你讲讲条件吧。我卖一半分给穷人，我留一半，为我的家人，为我的儿女，行不行啊？
So this young man may try to bargain with Jesus.How about if I try to sell 50% of what I have and to retain the rest for my family and for my children?
耶稣说不可以，去变卖你所有的。
But Jesus refused to compromise. Go and sell them all.
这个太难了。耶稑这么样吧，我把1/3都变卖了，我只留一点点给我的儿女，行不行啊？
This young man may respond by saying that, well, let me give the majority of what I have.And try to retain a little bit for my children. Can it work?
耶稣说不可以，去变卖你所有的。
However, we can also imagine that Jesus may say, No, it is an unconditional command.
他转脸就要走了。
He turned away and then left.
耶稣说不要走，不要走。
Jesus may have called him back.
你到我面前来为做什么呀？
Jesus may have called him that, Why do you come to me?
我为这要求永生啊。
The young man may say that I want eternal life.
你得着没有啊？
Have you got it?
你真想得吗？你不大想得吧？
Do you really want it or not?
我当然想得了。
The young man may say that yes, I really love to have it.
如果我不想得，我为什么跑到你的面前来啊？
If I don't like it, why do I rush to your presence and ask for it?
你这是，如果我不想得，我为什么跪在这里向你求啊？
If I do not really like it, why shall I bow down and kneel before you?
跑来的，他跪在那里向耶稣求。
Ran to the presence of Jesus and knelt down before him.
那你不能说他不想求了。
So we cannot deny his motive.
耶稣说：“那么你得着没有啊？”
But Jesus may challenge him. Have you got it?
我没有。
I have not.
你既然来要得永生，你现在没得着，你为什么走啊？
So Jesus may say that if you want eternal life and come to ask me for it, why do you leave without getting it?
因为你讲的条件太难了。
Oh Jesus, your conditions are too harsh for me.
如果要是不是那么难呢，当然我想得呀。
If it is not so difficult, really, I want eternal life.
他想得属灵的福气，但是又不肯为这个福气来付上应当付的代价。
This young man wants to acquire spiritual blessing, but he does not want to pay the cost.
如果要是不需要付这么大代价，耶稣啊，我真想得呀。
If it is not so hard a condition, this young man may say that, yes, I really want it.
没有一个基督徒，特别在我们这里的基督徒，没有一个基督徒不想得属灵的福气。
Not a single Christian, especially those among us, does not like to have the spiritual blessing.
没有一个人不愿意自己属灵的生命真正有长进。
No one defiles.The necessity of spiritual growth.
没有一个人不愿意我们生命有一个好的见证。
No one does not want to have a good testimony before others.
没有一个人不愿意我们的见证真正能够有功效。
No Christian does not like to have a fruitful witness.
没有一个人不愿意在生命里边完全顺服主。
All of us would like to have complete submission before our Lord.
但是很多时候啊，要达到这个目的，需要付那个代价呢。太难做到。
However, very often it is apparently very difficult to pay all the costs necessary to acquire this blessing.
如果我不需要付这么大代价呀，耶稣啊，我真愿意得这些福气啊。
The man may say that if I am not required to give so much, I then really want to get all these blessings.
但是圣经上从来没有给我们讲过一个，怎么说，减价的属灵的福气哈。
However, we have not found in the Bible a kind of spiritual blessing which is in the form of a compromise.
不需要付代价就可以得着属灵的福气?
You have to count the cost before you can get it.
如果要是不需要付代价就可以得到属灵的福气的话，谁都愿意来得了。
If it is a kind of blessing without necessitating paying the cost, everyone wants it.
如果不需要付代价就得属灵的福气，连撒旦都要来得这个福气了。
If spiritual blessing could be given to all who are not required to give the cost, even Satan himself would like it.
要得属灵的福气，我们就必须愿意付上这个代价。
So we are all of us required to pay the cost.
很多时候我们真正的困难恐怕就在这个地方。
And very often, I can see that our difficulty lies here.
我不是不知道我对主的责任是什么。
Yes, I am aware of my responsibility to God.
我知道我应当走的方向是什么。
Yes, I know what I should do.
我知道我应当对付的是什么事情。
Yes, I know the weakness of my life and I have to conquer it.
我知道我应当离开的是什么。
I know that what I should deny.
我知道我应当得着的是什么。
I know what I should get for myself.
我知道我应当不做什么。
I know what are the things I should not do.
我知道我应当做的是什么。
I know the positive steps that I should follow.
但是这么做有的时候实在是不容易啊。
However, on many occasions, these things are not easy to practice.
就如同这个青年人一样。
Like this young man who is in a similar situation.
他真的想得属灵的福气。
Yes, he really likes spiritual blessings.
但是他却不愿意为属灵的福气来付上应当付的代价。
But he does not entertain the idea of paying the full cost of it.
结果他忧忧愁愁地走了。
So consequently, he returned sorrowful and depressed.
我们看见这青年人的两个好处。
We have seen the two good qualities of this young man.
他有一个真正追求的心。
He has a real heart to pursue God.
他有一个一致的生活见证。
He has a consistent life pattern that bears good testimony.
但是我们也看见他的弱点。
However, we have also found his weaknesses.
他的属灵的眼光太肤浅了。
He suffers from a spiritual myopia.
看不清楚他应当走的方向是什么。
Without seeing the clear direction before him.
他想得属灵的福气，却不肯为这个福气来付上代价。
And also, he wants to possess spiritual blessing. without paying the required cost.
然后另外一方面，我们再看一看他应当做什么才可以得着这个属灵的福气呢？
Let us set our attention on another aspect. That is, what should he do in order to acquire this blessing?
这里主耶稣也讲两件事情。
In this place, Jesus mentions two things.
主耶稣说，去变卖你所有的分给穷人。
First of all, go and sell all you have and give them to the poor.
然后你来跟从我。
Then come and follow me.
变卖所有的分给穷人。
Sell them all and give them to the poor.
拦阻这个青年人跟随主的，就是因为他的产业太多了。
This is the barrier before the path of this young man. That is too much possession.
主耶稣说：“你变卖那些东西。”
Jesus told him to sell them all.
那今天拦阻我或者拦阻你完全跟从主的，也许不是产业。
Maybe it is not a similar kind of situation. That is too much possession that hinder your path and my path in my spiritual life.
但是不论那个拦阻是什么东西，
But no matter what kind of hindrance it is,
如果我们要没有一个决心把那个拦阻把它除掉的话，
If you have no decision to take away this hindrance or barrier,
不论那个代价多么高，
No matter how high is the cost,
如果我没有决心要把那个拦阻除掉的话，
If you have no decision in youTo take away this,
那我永远也不能够得着我应得的那个属灵的福气。
You can never possess the spiritual blessing promised.
那个东西也许是你的一个愿望，一个特别的计划。
Maybe this barrier is your wish or your plan.
或者你也许觉得这是你对某一个人的一个特别的责任。
Or it is a particular responsibility to some people.
或者你心里的一个特别的喜好。
Or a kind of hobby that you like.
不论那个东西是什么，
No matter what it is,
如果我们要没有一个决心把那个拦阻除掉的话，
If you do not have the decision to eliminate this from your life,
我们永远也不能够得着我们应得的那个完全的福气。
You can never get this promised blessing.
我再说，属灵的事情永远不能够没有代价。
Let me repeat againThat spiritual blessing can never be acquired without paying the cost.
但是另外一方面，我们也需要记得呀。
And yet, on the other hand, we have to remind ourselves.
单单付代价还没有用处。
Only paying the cost is not complete.
单付代价没有什么价值。
Just to pay the cost may not be too valuable.
你要认清楚你为什么付代价。
You have to recognize the reason behind all this.
今天我们看见很多人为一种主义，为一种政治思想，或者为了别的东西，他可能付上很大的代价。
Today we have found many people who have committed their lives to different kind of isms or political ideologies.
我也前几年到越南去的时候看见一件事情。
Several years back when I was in Vietnam, I saw something.
他们指给我看，就说就在这个地方，他们立了一个特别的纪念的东西，就是有佛教的和尚在那个地方身上淋上那个火水啊，把自己焚烧了。
Yes, we see some Buddhists who pour some gasoline on the body and burn themselves to death.
付上很大代价。
They paid a great deal of price.
但是对他属灵的生命一点价值都没有。
But there is no contribution to their spiritual life.
他为了一个错误的目的，
Because their purpose was wrong.
单单付代价没有用处，
Only to pay the cost is not worth it.
单单受苦牺牲没有用处，
Only to commit yourself to suffering or pain does not help.
主耶稣说，把那些东西放弃以后，你还要来跟从我。
Jesus told this young man to leave all these things behind and to follow him.
我们要认清楚需要付代价，但认清楚是为了主的缘故来付上那个代价。
We have to acknowledge that we have to pay the price, and more important, we have to recognize that it is for our Lord Jesus we do it.
如果这个代价是拦阻我跟随主，
If that paying the cost has hindered my growth,
我把那个东西需要除掉。
I have to eliminate that thing.
不论那个代价多么大，不论多么难。
No matter how high is the cost, how hard is the condition.
为了主的缘故，我愿意把一切都放上。
For the sake of our Lord Jesus, we lay aside everything.
我不是为了别的原因。
It is not for other reasons.
不是为了我所最尊敬的一个人。
It is not because my high reverence for a man.
不是因为我所最喜欢的一种主义。
It is not because of a kind of ideology that I like very much.
甚至都不是为了我的教会的特别的立场。
Not even for the position of my church.
单单为了主耶稣。
Only, however, for my Lord Jesus.
今天为了主耶稣的缘故。
It is only for my Lord.
你愿意不愿意付上这个代价？
Are you willing to pay the same cost?
我不知道主在你身上的带领是什么。
I don't know how the Lord has been leading you.
我不知道今天是有什么事情可能拦阻着你全心的来跟从主耶稣。
And I am not informed of what kind of difficulty that has hindered your Christian pursuit.
但是今天在主的面前，你愿意不愿意对主说？
But today, all of us, in the presence of our Lord Jesus, are you willing to say something like this?
主，为了你的缘故，我愿意把一切拦阻都除掉。
My Lord, totally on your behalf, I am willing to lay aside all these things.
我不愿意让任何事情拦阻我得着我应得的那个属灵的福气。
I have decided not to let anything that may hinder my way of pursuing the spiritual blessing.
在低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为你是配我们顺服的，你是值得我们付上一切来跟从的，因为你是我们的元首，你是我们的主。主啊，今天在我们生活里边，如果有什么东西还拦阻着我们，不能够完完全全的跟从你，主就在现在，我们愿意向你承认，靠着你的恩典，我们愿意把那些东西完全把它除掉。我们知道也许是一件非常不容易的事情，但是我们要靠你的恩典，我们知道靠着你的力量我们能够生活。你心灵里面如果有什么特别的负担，或者你看见那个青年人的见证，你有什么特别的感动？现在你可以在心灵里边默默地告诉给主知道。